Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
I think we're on. Welcome back to Juneau Douglas High School Gym. I was waiting for the intro, but I didn't hear it, and we're back in action as our game number three is underway here, and right away we have a two-point lead, and if you want to put that on, Andrew, so you can let me know who made that bucket. It looks like it was going to be...
It's Ronan tagged it.
So we've got two Juneau teams going at it here, Philcom and the Juneau James gang, and we got started. We had a very brief interlude in between, and we just barely got our lineups. And now coming back the other way, number 50 in the blue, made two. So that's going to be whoever that is, give him two.
Steve Waugh.
So that's going to be a 4-0 ball game as we're still making out our lineup sheets here. Mike Clasby along with Andrew Frisky bringing you the third game of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. And coming down on the right side for the guys in... White, I think that's Philcom, and they put up a three-pointer. Right side, that shot was attempted. Oh, but was that these
James
guys?
Gang.
Okay,
yeah, James Gang. And White.
Okay, and that was Levi Hotch that put it up. Shot missed. And Philcom got the rebound. They lead 4-0. Philcom in the blue, red stripes, white letters, going right to left here. And the James Gang with black shorts and kind of white-gray top. We'll call them white. Trailing 4-0 as they get the ball back in. They bring it down across the timeline. Number 20, Jim Carson, puts the shot up, misses. Rebound cleared off by Philcom. Philcom bringing it down across the timeline is going to be number 33, Ronan Tagsip. Tagsip tapes it over on the far side to Rob Ridgway. As now I think we got our sheets lined up, and we're good to go. Thank you, Andrew, for that. Andrew ran down in between games to get them lined up. Three-point put up on the right side by the guys in... Is it Philcom in the blue, right?
Yeah, Philcom's blue.
Okay, let's get
Juneau
that up
James,
here.
James Gang is in the white.
Okay, now we are set. Ordinarily, we have a little more time, and we can get that stuff lined up, but sometimes we just got a mad scramble and... Get ready to be able to bring you the games as soon as they're ready. So the guys in white is James Gang has the ball. It's going to be Levi Hotch. Hotch goes out and gives off top of the key to Al Tagabon. Tagabon on the right-hand dribble. Top of the key. Passes it inside as he gives off to Hotch. Hotch goes over in the left corner. Puts it up. Sean Jocelyn tries a three from the left side. Won't go. Rebound cleared off by Al Philcon. Philcon down in the left-hand corner. Now they're going to bring it back out in a three-point up. Air ball, that one by Ronan Tagsip.
And I don't know what I did here.
Well, I'll let you fix it then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if we had these ahead of time, it would be great, but we get blank slips with no numbers on them and all the guys' names, and then when they come in between, and there's a very short time between games, but it all works out.
Yeah.
As passing it away out of bounds is going to be James Gang, and they'll... Turn it over to Philcon in backcourt. Philcon leads 4-3. That three-pointer was...
Yeah, I didn't get
it. I didn't get that either. So, let's see. We just get to pick somebody. I did not see it.
He said Joslin scored. Maybe it was Sean Joslin.
Yep.
Six.
Okay, good. I didn't write it down then. So, but now we're set. Boy, that was a quick 4 minutes into this half. And the shot misses by Philcon. They bring it down, give it to the James Gang. James Gang on the left side. Over on the far side, it's good to be Al Tagabon. Tagabon down in the left-hand corner. Another three-pointer put up by Levi Hotch. That's his third attempt. And that one misses. And as we got 5 minutes gone here in the first half, it'll be Ridgway brings it down for Philcon. Drives the lane. And did he get that?
He did. Banked it off the backboard.
Hung on to it all his own way down, and Rob Ridgway, wearing number four, gets his first two. So it's three twos for Philcon to give him a 6-3 lead. 1-3 for Sean Jocelyn for Juneau. Turnaround jumper by Hott, so that one won't go. He's trying to find the range, but isn't able to nail it yet, and Ridgeway gets the rebound. Ridgeway on the left-hand dribble, being defended at midcourt. Nice ball handling. He gets around, drives down on the left side, won't shoot, brings it back out. Passes on the left side, goes over to Christian Carpinetti.
Yep.
Okay, and he gets his first two, and now it's 8-3, a five-point lead.
Carpinetti was a star for Juno Douglas back in the day.
Was
back,
he?
I think around 97, 98.
All right, well, maybe he can be a star for him again today in gold medal. Juno James gang drives it down left side, put it up, and the shot misses by Doug Drazowski.
Yep.
And the rebound's cleared off by Philcom. They're going to come down and shoot up a right-hander on the far side by Carpinetti. His three-pointer misses. The rebound picked up inside by, is it Steve Wall?
Yeah, Steve Wall.
And Wall's little fadeaway jumper misses, and I think he's going to get fouled. Boy, he's a tall boy.
He is. He's, I think he's 6'9", 6'10".
He's the tallest guy on the court so far in three games.
Yeah.
So that foul goes against number six, and that's Sean Jocelyn. And the bucket's up and good by Steve Wall, who now has 3 points, a 2-1 for 1 at the line, and will set for his second. So a 9-3, 6-point lead by the guys in blue, which is Phil Kahn. Next one's up, and it's a 7-point lead, as it's 10-3. And we have a timeout called. We're going to take a break in the action, and it'll be a 30. There's 14:29 left to go in this third game. It is 10-3. And it's Philcon up over the James gang, back in with more gold medal over KINY.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Well, the James gang better get their stuff together like the old James gang that we heard about 100 years ago. They were way tougher than these guys.
Oh, man. Don't let them fool you, I'll tell you. I've seen them play a lot. It's early in the game.
Jerry James, welcome aboard, Ben. There's a headset and a handheld mic right here if you want to sit down and join us so you can be in on the conversation. That mic should be hot, and that should be headset should work, too. I checked it out before you got here. There you go. We go back to basketball action. So Jerry's coming around, Andrew, and we're trying to get him. He's got a lot of airtime in radio, like 20 or 30 years, but it's always been behind the board at the station. So he wants to get involved in some sports.
All right. Well, in the meantime, Sean Jocelyn had a little jumper there to get 5 points on the board now for the James gang.
So he's got all five of them. A three and a two.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go. What was that?
That was Queen. That was the band Queen.
That just snuck in on our broadcast?
Yeah, that was the beginning of Somebody to Love. Music
man.
I know.
Well, there you go. I knew that. That's what I was just saying. We go the other way. Somebody else picked up two for Philcon.
Yeah, that was... that was Toby Carradine.
So Toby got his first two, and it's now a 12-5, 7-point lead. Back we go. Oh, and a nice jumper on the left side of the lane. Give two more to Christopher Carpinetti. Or Christian?
Christian, yep.
So I'm going to need a lot more of these throat lozenges. I can see that. Jerry, you might be doing play-by-play sooner than you thought. Oh, we go the other way.
Yeah, that was Al Tagaban there.
So Tagaban gets his first two.
Actually, they call it a three, I believe.
So 2 threes and a two, given they're eight. Next shot's up on the left side, and Rob Ridgeway gets his second two-pointer. 16-8. Bill Kahn up in two Juno teams going at it here. I haven't seen a Juno team in gold medal the whole time I've been here.
Yeah, they every once in a while sneak in there, and I believe that there was a team that backed out, and they gave a bid to them, and then Philcom's been in here before a few times, but I think it's the first time I've seen James gang in a while.
Yeah, I don't recall that I've seen Philcom in the last, well, let's see, this is my fourth gold medal. You think it's been that long?
It might have been, you know, but usually what happens is they give the bids to the outlying communities, and
right.
if there's a team that backs out at the end,
okay.
or they need to make it an even, you know, eight teams, they will invite either Philcom. It's usually Philcom, and I don't know how they decide which Juno team they allow in, but.
Okay, Russ Stevens got the foul. Or no, that's not right. Russ, no, Mike Vanderjack. Vanderjack got the foul for Philcon, and it brings, who was at the line?
That was Levi Hotz. So, he made one of two free throws.
So he gets one of two, and that makes it now a 16-9 ball game. And we come back with Philcon. Boys in blue going right to left here for this third game of gold medal. They'll bring out another tall lad in there now, Mike Vanderjack. He's got to be 6'6 at least. Shot up by the left side, no good. Rebound's cleared away by Philcon. They bring it back out to Ridgeway, top of the key, halfway to center court. Now he backs up a couple steps. One passes over on the left side, gives it off to Christopher Carpinetti. Carpinetti works it into Vanderjack. Ridgeway breaks left, and Carpinetti goes right. Now gives off top of the key as he goes over to Michael Lim in there. Lim handling the ball. He comes back out. Christopher Carpinetti comes out from underneath. On the left-hand dribble, on the far side. Moves it around. Now goes to Ridgeway, who came out from underneath at the top of the key towards center court. Ridgeway drives around right and passes it over. He goes over to Vanderjack. Back out to Carpinetti. So they're taking their time now, working the plays around.
It almost looks like C Division basketball, slowing it down. I don't know what this is about.
I was going to say it's about that. It was a three-pointer miss that I was going to call good, and the rebound cleared off by the James gang, who gives it off to Hotch. Hotch comes across the timeline as we near the 10-minute mark, almost halfway through the first half of play. Hotch works it inside to Carson. Carson out on the left side, picks it up at midcourt as it was slapped away, retains possession, back over in the left corner. And coming in now in there is Sean Smith, and Smith tries to pass it over. Can't get a shot off. They work it back out here to near side to Russ Stevens. And a whistle and a foul as we've changed officials now. So 44 is going to get the foul, but there's two 44s, so that's going to go 44 in blue. That'll be the second team foul for Vanderjack. So let's see, Andrew. We got Craig Tamaki in now officiating. Over on the far side is Renee Johnson, I think, and this is Joe Thompson.
Yep.
The old guy.
Yeah, he's been around a number of years. Most of the guys and ladies that play in gold medal know him by first name.
Yep, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I ran into him yesterday. We had quite a nice visit. Oh, nice inbounds pass and a nice spin around and a nice layup by Russ Stevens to get his first two. And it's now 16-11. And James Gang's back within five of Philcon with Ridgeway for Philcon coming across the timeline with the lead in the ball. Goes on the far side. Three-pointer put up, rimmed around, didn't drop. That one was up by Michael Lim. And the rebound's cleared off by the James Gang. They'll come down on the near side, Smith. They're going to pass it around way over in the left corner. And a big goose egg on the shirt, and that's a shot put up by Billy. Is that Eller?
Yep, that's Eller.
And Eller's three-pointer misses from the left-hand corner. Ridgeway. Moving over to Michael Lim. Lim puts one up from three. That one won't go. Gets his own rebound in the far corner. Nice hustle. Bounce passes inside on a good assist. Second take, but it's going to draw a whistle and a foul. And they're saying he's shooting two. That went against Michael Lim. Or no, went against Billy Eller. So at the line, is that number 17? It is, and that's, I can't even read my own writing.
Nino.
Oh, Nino Boilano. There you go. So Boilano's both the daughter and son playing for Juno Douglas. So they're heading out. The boys are heading out Tuesday night, I think, and the girls on Wednesday morning to go up to state.
Yeah.
Both shots at the free throw line miss. Rebound cleared off by the James gang, then stolen back by Philcon. And who gets the foul?
I believe it was Sean Smith who got the foul on that.
Yep, it is. So he gets his first. So that's the third team foul against James Gang. And going to the line for Philcon is number 17, Abuolano, again, who's now 1-for-3. So, Jerry, how's the morning show going? You liking that?
Oh, having a blast doing the morning show on KINY.
See, he used to do the afternoons, Andrew, and then Kelly Perez was here. As Abuolano makes another, and he's now 2-for-4. Kelly retired after 41 years of doing radio here in Juneau. So they put Jerry James in the morning show, so we had to switch from going to bed at midnight and working at 10 or 11 to getting up at 4 in the morning. Back we go the other way. The left-handed, the right-handed shot put up from the left side by Eller from 3 won't go. It's 18-11. Out in front with the lead is Philcom over James Gang. We have two Juneau teams battling it out here.
I have a feeling these guys have played quite a bit against each other this year in City League and over the years. So
seem to know what their
anticipation. Yeah, there's not a lot of surprises, I'm guessing.
Yep. Oh, a nice little pass behind the back, only the shot missed. It was a good move by Billy Eller, who gave it inside to Stevens, tried to put it up, but Stevens' shot fell a bit short, and they're going to bring it down the limb on the right side, and he'll put it up from 3, and that one misses, and it's cleared off by James Gang. Back we come the other way to Eller, over far in the left corner, about as deep as you can get, a three-pointer put up, and that one misses. That was put up by Doug Drzowski. And the rebound's cleared off by Philcom, and it'll be Frank Kugelman to bring it down. Comes over on the left side, goes down to the baseline to Stephen Wall. Wall puts the shot up inside the paint, and that one won't go. We're at the 8-minute mark of the first half. Long pass, bad pass, and James Gang throws it away. Substitution is Lim comes out for Philcom, and coming in is going to be Carpinetti. So are most of these guys, do you know many of them that are from Juneau?
Almost all of them. Yeah, they're all from Juneau. They're all Juneau guys. Yeah, and I know probably about 90% of them.
Right on.
Some of them a lot better than others. But James Gang comes down to the Sitka tournament that we host every year.
Okay.
So I know those guys very well. Just knowing them, growing up through living in Haines and living in Sitka, we've seen a lot of them over the years.
Probably none of them played in Alabama. So Jerry James won't know him. Back in action, it'll be the James Gang on the right side, working it down on the baseline. They give it off to Stevens, can't shoot. They move it back out. Shot put up by Ellers. It won't go from the right side, and the rebound's cleared off. Boy, those are tall guys down there, Stephen Wall. So we got Stephen Wall and Carpinetti and Vanderjack. That's some serious height.
Yeah, there's some height there.
Pass is put inside to Abuolano. Puts it up, misses. Rebound's picked off and comes back out to the left side, and Carpinetti gets a three. He's got a three and two twos now.
And I think he had his toe on the line. They called it two.
Oh, did they call it a two?
It looked like a three.
They called that one two.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. When I call them twos, they're threes, and when I call them threes, they're twos.
Yeah. And he's trying to adjust his foot there to get behind the line, but
not quick enough.
Yeah.
And the James Gang misses the shot when they come back down court, and it's cleared off by Philcon, who goes down, and another three-pointer put up on the right side. That one misses, and it's cleared off by James Gang, who outlets it on the near side to Joslin. Joslin brings it down to the right-hand baseline. Fadeaway jumper over the top of two defenders, but it's going to be short from 14, and it's cleared off by Philcon. And at 6:38, they'll bring it down across the timeline, and that'll be Carpinetti to set it up. He moves over to the right side on the right-hand dribble. Defended over there by Ray Zimmer. Now he comes back out top of the key inside the three-point circle, and another three-pointer put up. It's way short. That was put up by Carpinetti, who came back over to the top of the key after the pass to Zimmer. Now we got all kinds of substitutions. Let's see. Lim's coming back in, and Vanderjack for the guys in blue. Also coming in is going to be Caradang.
Good luck with that.
Oh, we got a break in the action. That's what we're having. A 30-second timeout. 6:20 to go in the first half. It's 20-11. Philcon up over the James Gang. We'll be back with more gold medal basketball on KINY in 60 seconds.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
All right, back with a quick after a quick break, and we're back in action. And you know what I said to you about these teams? I have seen Philcom before because I forgot that stood for Filipino Community, and they played 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they've got the ball. They've got the lead. They put a three-pointer up from the right side. The shot misses by Michael Lim, and it'll be cleared off by the James Gang. 5:54 to go in the half as James Gang comes down, works down on the right-hand baseline. They give it underneath to Karen Carson. The key can't shoot, tries to pass it over. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It came off of Philcom.
I think one of the things from last year is they only had six in the C division. They went to eight this year. And Heidelberg's not in it this year, which is a first for a number of years. And so I think to fill in, they needed a couple of Juno teams to round it off, which I agree. I think eight teams is a better bracket than six.
There you go. So Tagelban with the ball in for the James Gang, and he feeds it right inside, goes to Hotch, and Hotch tries to put it up in the middle of the lane, and he's going to be fouled.
And the other thing, too, I think it's good that the Lions Club have acknowledged that there's some good players here in Juneau. There's a lot of good players, but allow them to play because I think the parity, you know, I don't think there's any, you know, a lot of these guys are playing each other. A lot of the teams that are coming in from the community, a lot of the guys live here in Juneau also. So,
all right, at the line is going to be Levi Hotch, who had made one for two earlier. Now he sets and makes this one. So he's two for three, and it's a 20-11 9-point spread by Philcom. Hotch sets for his fourth free throw, second in this trip, and that's up, and that one's good, and he goes two for two. And that was the third foul, by the way, if I didn't tell you, over against Michael Vanderjack, who has all three of the fouls for Philcom. Billy Eller has one. Sean Jocelyn and Sean Smith each have one for the James Gang. Back we go, Philcom. They're going to go over to Ron Tagsip. Tagsip handles the ball for the first time. He's going to try and left hand to drive down the lane, but he gets shut off, comes back out. Work it down in the baseline. Back out to Tagsip. Three-pointer left hand side, right outside the high post. That shot misses, and it's cleared off by Drzowski. And Drzowski almost loses it at midcourt, but recovers nicely, picks it up, comes across the timeline. Now gives over to Tagaban. Tagaban has a three-pointer earlier. Now he passes inside as he goes off to Hotch. Hotch works it back out on the far side, giving off to Drzowski, whose three-pointer misses, but they work it in underneath.
There's Jim Carson with the offensive board.
Carson gets his first two, and it's a 20-15 five-point game. Ridgeway, top of the key, comes over across the timeline, now to the left, passes down on the left side as he gives off to Carpinetti. Carpinetti works it underneath and gives it off to Wall, and Wall tries a little fader jump, 12-foot fader from the left side, but it won't go, and going to be a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against two. That went against Wall. Wall gets his first. 4:24 to go in the half, and it's stolen away. Nice grab by Tagsip. He's going to come down, drives between two defenders, and then get a handle on it and clearly steal it right back from him. Coming up with that was Carson. Carson will bring it across the timeline for the James Gang. Goes over in the left corner. Three-pointer all the way up off the glass. Missed the rim. That one put up by Drzowski. And the rebound is cleared off by Philcom. They come down to Ridgeway in the paint. They go to Tagsip. Turnaround jumper, right-hand baseline. That one misses. Rebound cleared off by the James Gang. 3:45 to go in what seems to me to be a slow-moving first half here. Across the timeline, Carson will move from right to left. Goes down in the left-hand corner to Tagsip. Or to Drzowski, sorry. Shot's put up. It's in, and it's good. And Russ Stevens gets his fourth point, and it's 20-17. Well, they've cut the lead to three, Andrew.
Yeah, and not surprising. I mean, the James Gang guys have been playing together a long time, so they've buttoned up their defense a little bit and passed the ball a couple extra times for easy shots.
And we got a reach-and-over foul. So going to the line will be Stephen Wall. And that's first foul against Hotch. And Walls is up and good. He's now 3 for 3 at the stripe. Substitution now. Coming out, Strzowski. Going in is Sean Jocelyn for the James gang. Back to the free throw line. Shots up, and it rattles around and won't go. So Wall goes 3 for 4. And the 22-17 now, 5-point lead. With the ball for James gang. Their side's Carson. Down on the baseline. Give off to Jocelyn. Now in there is number two, Greg Hubishin. Is that how you say that? Hipshin. Dave Hipshin is in to handle the ball for the first time. He's going to work it down on the right-hand baseline. An easy jumper by Hotch, but that one misses, and the rebound's cleared off by Ridgeway all the way down. He's going to go coast-to-coast, lays it up, and too hard. Puts it right over the top of the bucket, and Jocelyn clears it off, and here comes the James gang back the other direction as we go under the two-and-a-half-minute mark. And it'll be Carson to set it up left side. Now he's going to pass it out in three-point land, and Tagaban will put it up. But that three-pointer misses, cleared off on the right side by Hotch. Back out top of the key as he goes over to Jocelyn. Jocelyn back over to Tagaban. Bounce pass on the right side. Up from three, that one's going to miss. That one's the Sean Jocelyn, who has a 3 and a 2, but didn't connect on that one. And we're now under the two-minute mark here in the first half of play. It'll be Mike Lim to bring it down across the timeline for Philcom. Phil Cobb will bring it over. In the game now is Frank Kugelman. Kugelman has it. Left side does a nice spin around on the left side lane. Puts it up, and that one's good. Kugelman gets in the book, and it's 24-17. Phil Cobb back up by 7. Bringing it down will be Carson. Carson on the right side for the James gang. Goes back over to Tagabon. Right-hand high post to left-hand high post. Tagabon almost mishandles it. Lim was there to try and steal it, but they recovered it nicely. Give it back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn works it in the lane to Hipshin. Back out, three-pointer up on the left side. That one's by Jocelyn and won't go. So their shooting percentage isn't too good out there in the peak.
No, it's not really falling for either. And right now, at least my opinion, they just get it inside, get some easy shots, especially for Philcom. You know, they definitely have a larger team than James gang, and just keep getting into Wall and Carpinetti and then Vanderjack and keep pounding it inside.
Basic basketball.
But that's not how we do things in Southeast.
No, we don't want to do it.
Three-pointers, so.
The easy way. We love it from outside.
Yeah.
Rob Ridgeway with the ball for Philcom. Back over to Carpinetti. Carpinetti goes right, comes back left. He's being defended by Carson. Now gives it out to Michael Lim, top of the key. Comes over to the left side, back over to Ridgeway. Inside the three-point circle. Jumps it up just past the free throw line. Shot misses. We're going to have a jump ball. Now that's an arm twister to get tied up like that one.
Yeah, and some of these guys, they're old enough to play in the Masters division. There's a lot of guys out there that are over 50 right now. You know, Greg, I've been watching Greg play for, 30 years. He's playing with my dad when he was back in the day. So it's there is some experience out on that floor.
There we go. Inbounds pass and backboard goes to Billy Eller. Eller at 37 seconds to bring across the timeline. Goes into Carson. Carson back over to Eller, top of the key. Carson left side. Work it into Hipshin.
Hipshin
gets it to Carson to drive down on the give and go to the left side of the lane. And he's up in good
Rich Rail, bring it down, set up for the final shot of the half, I would guess.
Across the timeline, 11 seconds, now 10, then 9, and Ridgeway comes across the top of the key to the left side. Now works it down as he gets in around into Kugelman. Kugelman tries to lay it up from the baseline, and it's knocked away out of bounds right at the buzzer. So our half score is going to be 24 for Philcom over the James gang, who have 19. They trail by 5. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with our halftime stats as you listen into the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament live from the Juneau Douglas High School gym. It is 1:30 Alaska time over KINY AM and FM.
for all you gold medalists. The Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinin silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juno Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
All right. Welcome back to halftime, and we'll take a quick two-minute break after we do these stats. So here's how it looks for the James gang, who trailed by a score of 24-19 here at half. Billy Eller held scoreless. Levi Hotch hit three free throws, three for four. Hipshin, scoreless. Sean Jocelyn has five. Jim Carson has four, and Tagaban has three on a three-pointer, and Russ Stevens has a pair of twos for four. Then we look at Philcom. Michael Lim has been in, but he's been held scoreless. We go to Rob Ridgeway, who got two twos for four. Bo Alano had two for four at the free throw line to give him a total of two. Then we go with 2 points to Toby Carandang, 2 points to number 32 for Philcom is what? Jay Rebo. Okay. And Tag Slip was held scoreless. Kugelman has two. 5 points go to Stephen Wall. He was three for four at the line with a two. And Christian Carpinetti has three twos for six. So we'll take a 90-second break. Come back with half number two at gold medal.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle, bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Juno Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your boss snowplow dealer for Juno. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juno Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juno Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
All right, welcome back, and let's do a recap of our first two games this morning. In C bracket, it was Kate going against Kluckwan. Kluckwan won that one by a final score of 85-54. Second game was B bracket, Angoon going against Cake. And the final score in that one was Angoon being defeated by Cake, 86-72. Now we're into game number three. We're into the second half of play here in this game. This one is B bracket between the James Gang and Philcom, two Juno teams, and it's 24-19 at half. Philcom with the lead. We reverse directions. They're going to come in. They're going to break open the scoring in the second half as Rob Ridgway picks up 2 points, and it's now 26-19. Jerry James joining me now in this second half of play as we go the other direction. That putting up two is going to be Sean Jocelyn, number six for the James Gang, as Andrew Frisky gets a little break. He played the first game, came and helped me for the first of the second game and half of this one. Appreciate that. And we got a 5-point game. It's Philcom up by five, 26-21. They're going to get the ball inside. They're going to work it into Wall. Wall can't shoot it away. Steal by the James Gang. And here we go. An easy two layup. Number 20, Jim Carson, gets his first two. Then it's 26-23. All of a sudden, the James Gang is back within three. Here comes Philcom. On the near side, it'll be Carpinetti to bring it down court, right side. Passes across the top of the key to Wall. Wall goes to Bolano. Bolano bounce pass back into Wall. Wall tries to shoot around Jocelyn, and he gets blocked out, so he goes back out. Bolano drives the lane, puts it up, partially deflected. Rebound cleared off by Jocelyn. Jocelyn for the James Gang. Outlets it to Drazowski. Drazowski goes to Carson. And Carson brings it across the timeline to set it up. They'll move it down in the right-hand corner. 18-13 to go in the ball game, and it's stolen by Philcom. Bolano, can he come all the way down? Nope, he's going to do an assist, and a nice give-and-go as he catches over. Let me catch the number of that shooter, number 23 for Philcom. That is Toby Karanang, who comes up with his second two of the game, and it's 28-23. Philcom back out by five. James Gang works it down to Jocelyn. Back out. Long three-pointer put up on the far side by, I can't see the number on the guy. Well, wait till he comes back around. I'll tell you who that was. Anyway, the shot missed from three. And then he blocks. He comes all the way down and blocks the shot by Philcom. He still can't see his number. Come on. Turn your back to me.
I think that, no, I do believe that's going to be Levi Hodge.
Okay. Yep, it is. Number one, Hodge. And most of them have a number on the front. He does not. Inbounds pass for Philcom. Over on the left side, up air ball by Toby Karandang. And rebounds cleared off, and it'll be Drazowski to bring it down. Comes over on the left side as he gives off to Tagaban. Out top of the key. Over to Jocelyn. Jocelyn to Hotch. Back out to Tagaban on the right side. Over to Carson. Now inside to Jocelyn. Back out to Carson. Now underneath the Hotch. Little hook shot in the lane. Partially deflected in there. That was Carpinetti to block it. And Ridgway comes out with the rebound. And they're going to drive down. He's going to pass down in the left corner. And we're going to have a foul. As Ridgway hit Carpinetti down there on the left side. Carpinetti shot it up. But he's going to be fouled by the guys in white. Carpinetti will have his first opportunity to shoot two. And that foul goes against Levi Hotch, and that's Levi's number or second foul. At the line, Carpinetti, who had 6 points in the first half on three twos, puts it up, it's in and good, and he now has seven. So it's 28-23. They're back within with a 5-point lead. He can make it six. The James Gang cut it down to three at one time. That's up good, and it is six. It's actually seven, 23-30. They hadn't put that free throw on the board first, so they just added both of them. Back over we go. Hotch to the left side to the James Gang. Gives underneath to Jocelyn. Back out to Hotch. Puts one up for three. Won't go on the left side. Cleared off underneath. Drazowski, who brings it back in the left corner. He'll put it up for three. Won't go. Carson over there battling over with Carpinetti, but Carpinetti steals it away for Philcom. Philcom gives it out to Ridgway. Ridgway down on the right side. Drives in. Nice zigzag in between three defenders. One of them's going to get a whistle, and that foul's going to go against Doug Drazowski. And that'll be his first. How many board shifts do you get when you just get to sit there and not say anything?
I'm sorry. No, none. Not a one.
Rob Ridgway at the free throw line for the Philcom team here in the gold medal basketball tournament, game number three, and that's his first attempt from the line. He had three twos in the two in the first half, one in this quarter, or in this second half, but he misses his first free throw, so he's 0 for 1. 30-23, his team leads by 7. Philcom over the James gang. Next one's up, that's in, and it's good. He goes 1 for 2, and it's now a 31-23, 8-point ball game. Outlet pass comes into Carson in backcourt for the James gang. He goes over to the right side, gets around Bolono, passes in a bad pass, and is picked up by Ridgway. The turnover by the James gang, and a quick give, and then nice idea as Carandang was trying to catch that bounce pass from Ridgway. Ridgway gives him a big smile as Carandang couldn't handle it, and it went out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers as we go 4 minutes into the second half, and we almost had another turnover at midcourt, but a nice save on the far side by Drozowski, who comes to Carson, who works it underneath, and they go to Hotch, who puts it up. That one won't go. Jocelyn's shot misses. Rebounds cleared off by Philcom. Philcom will go over to Bolano, gets a screen, drives in the lane, puts it up and in, and good. And that was not Bolano, that was Tagsip. Ron Tagsip gets two, or Ronan, I think it is. Ronan Tagsip. Sorry, I don't know some of these guys. Back we come over now. It's 33-23 in a 10-point lead. And then the James gang loses it away. Ridgway comes up with it. And coming behind him to slap it away is going to be Drozowski, but it goes out of bounds. So Tagsip will bring it in for Philcom. And coming back in for the Juno boys, the James gang is going to be Eller. And coming out is going to be Drozowski. Now coming in is number 34, Ray Zimmer back in. And coming out is going to be Jocelyn. On the far side, Tagsip will throw it in to Ridgway. Ridgway, left of the center line, comes over across the top of the key from left to right. Holds it up, Carson there to defend. Now he passes over on the right side to Tagsip, who came around from underneath. He gives it underneath on the right side baseline to Carpinetti. Carpinetti's shot misses. There to convert is going to be Stephen Wall, and Wall gets two. So it's 35-23. They stretch the lead to 12. And ending up on the ground under the bucket on the James gang end is Billy Eller, trying to drive a layup. A whistle and a foul as Craig Tamaki, one of the officials, gives the signal, and it's going to be the first foul against Rob Ridgway, and Ridgway gets his first foul. I think I just said that twice. See, the first foul against Rob Ridgway. Rob Ridgway gets his first foul.
Well,
shot put up by Eller misses.
I was trying to figure out how to say his name. I didn't want to say it wrong.
Eller?
Is that Eller?
Yep, it is. I had to ask Andrew Frisky. He knows most of these guys. And I didn't have time at halftime to go down and ask the score bench. So two shots are missed at the free throw line by Eller for the James gang, and the rebound's cleared off by Philcom. They're going to work it down right side. Over to the baseline is Carpinetti, whose 12-footer misses from the right side. And then Carson gets the rebound, drives it all the way down, up and in, and good.
Two from Hotch.
Yep. So Levi gets a couple.
That looks like his first two-pointer of the...
Yep. That's exactly right. He has three free throws. So now it's a 35-25 10-point lead by Philcom. Guys in blue, and Ridgway has the ball for them, and he'll bring it down to Carpinetti right side. Carpinetti can't get around, so he comes back out, goes over to Bolano back in the game, and over to Tagsip. Tagsip comes around from right to left, drives in the lane, gives it underneath to Wall, Stephen Wall, and he puts it up, won't go, whistle foul, Wall go to the line. He'll be shooting two. Wall is 3 for 4 in the first half. And that's the first foul against Russ Stevens, number 44, as Wall's shot is up. Is it good? So he's 1 for 2, or not. Did that go in? I was looking down at my sheet. Okay, he missed it. I was looking at the scoreboard, and it didn't click. Second one's up. Okay, he makes 1 out of 2. I know if they make them or not if I'm looking, Jerry, but if I'm not looking, I don't know.
No, I watched it. He definitely missed it.
So it's 36-25. They'll come up by 11 now. As we are 5 minutes into the second half of play here in the third game of the gold medal basketball tournament, put on by the Juno Lions Club, and this is their 71st year. Boys in white, James Gang from Juno have it. They go to Carson. Carson works it underneath to Eller. Eller puts it up from 8 on the left side, but it's going to be fouled, and I think that's going to go against Stevens. If it is, it'll be number 2, and if it's not, it'll be somebody else.
Mike Vanderjack picked up that
That's Vanderjack.
Foul.
Yeah, I did. Sorry, I got the wrong number, 44. So that, 'cause that's Vanderjack's fourth foul for Philcom. Vanderjack, one of the three tall guys out there. And that brings Ellers to the line. Ellers puts it up, and it won't go. So Billy's now 0 for 3. That's for his fourth attempt. He is scoreless in the book here in this game. Up, and that one will rattle around.
There you
Hits
go.
Every part of that rim that it could, and finally drops through. He's 1 for 4, and it's a 36-26 10-point game again. And Philcom, with the ball and the lead, comes down court, going left to right. Nice move by Rob Ridgway. And Ridgway puts it up and in, and he's got his ninth point. And it's 38-26, back with the 12-point lead. James Gang passes it over on the left side. The pass goes from Zimmer over to Al Tagovan, and Tagovan picks up his second three. He had one in the first half, and one now is 38-29, down to a 9-point spread. Nice shot.
Maybe they need to get the ball to Tagovan more. Ridgway just put one up for two, missed that one.
Gets his own rebound, works it in the lane, over to Bolano. Bolano jumps it up from 12, won't go. Carson clears off the rebound. Hangs on to it nicely. Looked over. He thought there was going to be a whistle coming at his way, but there wasn't. Oh, and stolen ball by number 17. Bolano lays it up left side. Good move by Bolano, who gets his fourth point. He has a 2 now, and he had 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 40-29. Philcon back up by 11. Over to the James Gang, far side, going into Tagovan. Back out as he comes over to Eller, top of the key. Works it into Carson. Fadeaway jumper from 12 in the lane. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by the guys in blue, and the outlet pass goes over to Ridgway. Ridgway brings it all the way down right side. Gets a nice screen on the baseline, but jumps it up. Falls short. Might have been tipped. And he might have been fouled, and I think he was. So that'll go against Carson. And... yep, Carson gets his first foul. So Rob Ridgway back to the line is 1 for 2. He's got 4 twos for a total of 9 points. Somehow Rob Ridgway does not roll right off of my tongue. Shots up, and that one misses, and he's now 1 for 3. Rob's one of the assistant coaches for Blasco at Thunder Mountain High School. Substitution for James Gang coming out is Al Tagovan, who came back in for him. I think after a little break, Sean Jocelyn did. Back at the line with Ridgway. Up, and he misses another one. So Rob is now 1 for 4. And the lead remains 11 points by Philcom over the James Gang. The James Gang going to bring it in backcourt. Ridgeway's getting a breather. And also is going to be Carradang. Toby Carradang was in but came back out. And back in is Michael Lim. Then we'll see who else is. James Gang brings it over to Eller. Eller, top of the key, tries to work it in, and he does very nicely. Good move as he finds Sean Jocelyn under there. And Jocelyn was open, so he comes up with his fourth point. Actually, that's his 11th. No, wait a minute. Jocelyn, 2, 4, 6, 9. I was trying to add both halves together quickly, and I didn't do it right. 11:53 to go in the second half of play. It's a 40-31, 9-point lead by Philcom. Philcom has led throughout the game over the James Gang. Two Juno teams going at it here, and the James Gang throws it away at midcourt. The old deal where Eller's going left and the ball went right. So the ball will be thrown in by Bolano. Bolano into Frank Kugelman when the ball gets handed off to Bolano. What are we waiting for? Oh, substitutions, I think. Yep. Oh, there are 6 guys on the court for the James Gang. That would be a problem. It's actually a technical if they let it happen. Oh, and the James gang steals the ball. We're going to have a jumper here somewhere. Yep. Well, it's a nice crowd here, Jerry, on this Sunday. Well, we're in the afternoon now, aren't we?
Yes, sir. It is certainly that. You can, the bleachers are packed, and so is the parking lot.
you found out by how far you had to walk, didn't you?
I needed the exercise, though, Mike. I really did. So I'm not going to complain about the walk.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you here. Ryan Holahan's going to come up later on to help out in the afternoon games. Andrew's going to hang around in and out. But you've got to go back to Edgecombe on tomorrow night, Monday night. And then you'll be back on Thursday? Yep, good. So they play again tomorrow. Andrew's team from Kluckwan won the first game this morning. As Phil Combs battling over the ball, he gets double-teamed, and they're going to call a travel. So turning it over will be Jocelyn. Or, I'm sorry, not Jocelyn, but Phil Combs. Jocelyn was there to make the call, and the outlet pass comes into Jocelyn, works it down, goes over to Ellert, down in the right-hand baseline. Can't shoot it up. Double team brings it back out. Three-pointer, right side, but after the whistle, Jocelyn tried a three-pointer. Bolano picks up a foul for the Philcom team, and that's his first. So that'll give James Gang the ball in underneath their own bucket, and they work it in straightaway right underneath the Hotch. And Levi Hotch gets another two, so he's got four now in the second half. 40-33, that helps cut the Philcom lead to seven over the James gang, who just made that bucket. Now Philcom turns it over. So all you need is a couple opportunities like this, Jerry, where they make a mistake a couple times in a row. Oh, we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. 10-33 left to go. We got a 30-second timeout. 40-33, Philcom up by seven. You're listening to Gold Medal over KINY.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
All right, a quick timeout. Joe Tompkins with the ball, one of your three officials here. There's six of them came up from Seattle. Joe Thompson, actually, he's been here many, many years. I actually could tell you that in a little while. It's in his biography. Renee Johnson over there, Craig Tamaki. In the earlier game, it was Manuel Fernandez as the James gang tries to shoot it up from the left side inside the three-point circle. Shot won't go. They clear it off to Ellers on the right side. Ellers... Oh, it drives in the traffic and puts it up. That was a nice move, but it just wouldn't drop. And it was cleared off by Stephen Wall. And here comes Philcom. They'll go on the far side to Teltag. Back out top of the key now to Carpinetti. Carpinetti back over to Vanderjack back in. Vanderjack went out with four fouls. He shoots one up from the left side. That one won't go. Ridgeway picks up the rebound on the near side. He goes back over to Tag Slip. Inside to Ridgeway. Back out to Ridgeway as he was given that one. Oh, that was Tagsip, who got the pass on the right left-hand baseline and came right back out to Rob, but Rob couldn't make the bucket happen, and so it's cleared off by the James gang. They'll come down, and Sean Smith will bring it across the timeline. Goes over on the far side as he gives off to Jocelyn. Back out to Smith, back to Jocelyn. Jump pass inside, Ellers near side, up and good from two. So Billy Eller gets his first field goal of the ball game, and it's 40-35, and that helps him cut the deficit to five. They've been trailing. They're just trying to get back in here. And Philcom doesn't want that to happen. They're going to work it down on the left side and give it off to Stephen Wall, whose fadeaway jumper misses on the baseline, and Ellers gets it for the James gang. He comes down, and nice pass over on the right side. I think he hit Hipsham. Or Hipsham was there. So the bucket misses, and it's going to be Levi Hotch. Go ahead.
Fouls on Wall.
Yep, it is. Fouls on Wall, and Hotch is going to the line. Up and rims around, won't go. Hotch is now 3 for 5 as he missed that one. He was 3 for 4 in the first half. 40-35, they trail, his team trails by five. He can cut it to four. And he does. It's now a 40-36 ball game. Philcom with the lead. Out lets the pass into Ridgeway. Ridgeway across the timeline, comes to the top of the key, now cuts over to the left side. Back out, he goes to Carpinetti, who came out from underneath. Carpinetti drives the base down the lane to the right side to the baseline, but doesn't go. Tries to pass inside to Ridgeway. And Ridgeway's going to be fouled from behind by Billy Eller, who reached over him. Eller raises his hand for foul number two. And it'll be Philcom's ball back in underneath their own bucket at the 8-minute and 29-second point of the second half. Philcom up 40-36. Inbound pass goes to Carpinetti. Carpinetti into Wall. Wall trying to get around. And he does. Trying to get around Jocelyn. And he tries to jump it over the top, and shot misses.
Looks like a lot of easy shots missed this afternoon.
Yeah, there have been,
Mike.
They bring it in to Carpinetti. Carpinetti. Tag slip. Ronan tag slip off of the glass from the right side up for two. That was a nice one. 43-36. Back up by seven. Far side, Ellers. Gets a pass from Jocelyn. Eller shot up, no good. Rebound cleared off by the guys in blue, and here comes Philcom with a 7-point lead. They tried to make it 10 on a 3-pointer on the far side by Wall, but it won't go. Rebound cleared off by Drazowski. Drazowski on the right-hand dribble across the timeline. Passes over on the far side. Nice give. Drazowski comes in the lane. He passed over to Eller. Eller comes towards inside and then gives it off to Drazowski. But a whistle and a foul.
That's going to be the third foul on Steve Wall this afternoon.
And going to the line, actually that was Hotch driving the lane, so Levi Hotch will step back up. He's 4-for-6. 4-for-7 is that one misses as well. Hung on the edge of that rim. I thought it might drop in. 43-36. With James Gang from Juneau trailing behind Philcom. Two Juneau teams going out of here in this third gold medal game. Next one's up.
One's good.
So Hotch goes 5-for-8, and it's 43-37. They're back within six. C bracket competition, game number three. So we got five more games to go today. 43-37. Philcom with the lead. Brings the ball down court, goes on the left side to Wall. Wall's being defended over there by Jocelyn. So he passes it back around to Tagsip. Back out. Oh, a nice three-pointer by Rob Ridgeway. And that's Rob's first three from the right side. It's up and good. And all of a sudden, Philcom has that 9-point lead back. 46-37. Judo James Gang works it over on the right side baseline. Shot put up from the far corner by Drazowski. His shot misses. Philcom clears it off, and the outlet pass will be handed off to Rob Ridgeway, who brings it on the left-hand dribble across the timeline. Comes at the top of the key, passes on the left side as he goes over to Tagsip. Tagsip tries to work it in and does. Nice recovery. A bounce pass over on the near side. Now out to Stephen Wall. Wall right side. Can't shoot it up. Goes into Carpinetti. Spinner. Oh, and they pass it away. They've worked it all the way around. They had a couple open shots, and then they pass it right smack into the hands of Tagaban. And a turnover goes over to the James Gang, who are going to turn it right back in backcourt. Or are they going to say it came off of the boys in blue? And I think they do. Yep, it came off of Philcom. So let's see. Coming out is going to be Vanderjack taking a little breather for Philcom as the inbounds pass goes back into Tagaban. Tagaban passes on the right side. Three-pointer put up by Drazowski. His shot misses. Rebound cleared off on the near side by Carpinetti, who gives over to Ridgeway. Ridgeway across the timeline as we go under the six-minute mark of this ballgame. Ridgeway works it down left-hand baseline. Driving in was Zook Kugelman, who came in for Vanderjack. And Kugelman drives the line, but shots up and misses. And the ball's knocked away out of bounds, so Philcom will turn it over to the James Gang. bringing it down. James Gang's going to work it in the lane as they get in into Jocelyn. Jocelyn won't shoot it. Comes over on the left side baseline and inside the three-point circle. Doug gets his first two of the ball game, and it's 46-39. And the James Gang's back within seven of the Philcom team, who's got the ball down on the left side with Ridgeway, who brings it back out all the way over to Tagsip. Up from three, right-hand side. Won't go. Cleared off and knocked away out of bounds by Philcom. It'll be the James Gang ball in backcourt. Outlet pass comes in from Tagaban to Carson. Carson quickly brings it down court right to the top of the key. Comes over to the left side, holds it up, down in the left corner. Gives it off to Drzowski, who puts it up from three. Won't go. Ridgeway gets the rebound. He's going to come down, try a coast-to-coast. No, a bounce pass left side. That was the Tagsip. Tagsip can't shoot it. They lose it away out of bounds. He loses. Nice move. Ridgeway to Tagsip, but they turn it over again. That's the second time they've done that. We're under 5 minutes to go, and Carson now loses control of the ball for the James Gang, and they turn it over, so back-to-back turnovers.
You know, I think if the James Gang would focus a little more on two-pointers and stop going for those three-pointers, they may be closer to winning this ball game.
Now we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action with 4:51 to go in the second half of game number three. It's a 6-0. We'll take a 1 minute. It's 46-39. Philcom up over the James Gang and gold medal basketball coming your way on KINY.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited-time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
And Andrew, that mic is hot if you ever want to jump in here, too. Excuse me.
Oh, Russ Stevens just picked up another foul. That's going to be his second.
All right, and that will bring...
Go ahead.
Brings Ridgeway to the line, right?
Yes, sir.
Rob, right-hand shooter, puts it up, and that one's nothing but net. Well, it really wasn't totally. It did hit the rim a little tiny bit. So that's Ridgeway's second free throw. He's 2 for 5, shooting 40%. He'd like to make it 50 by making this one. And he does, 50%, 3 for 6. And it's now 48-39, and Philcom, with that shot, is back up by 9. Coming the other way for the James Gang, it'll be Drzowski. Over on the left side to Tagaban. Back out top of the key as they give it off to Jocelyn. They work it in. Carson in the lane. Good. And he's going to get two on that one and draw the whistle and gets a chance for a plus one. So Carson picks up his fourth point of the second half, his eighth point of the game. And getting his first foul is going to be Christian Carpinetti. And Carson gets a chance for a three-point opportunity.
And he took it. It's good.
All right, there you go. Now we're at 48-42, back within six. This game doesn't really belong to anybody yet. Philcom has led the entire game, and they just keep hammering like that as Carpinetti comes down and goes all the way down and just lays it up on the right side for two. So back with an eight-point lead. But, you know, the James Gang could get back in there with a couple of breaks.
They sure could. Carson's going to do it again. Another two from Carson. That's the way you do it.
There you go. 50-44, that brings him back within six. Ridgeway on the left-hand dribble. Goes over on the far side to Ronan Tagsip. Tagsip back over on the right side as he gives off to Carpinetti. Carpinetti down to Sean's Wall. Wall can't shoot it. Oh, and they turn it over, and that's the kind of mistakes that the James Gang wants to see happen. Tagaban comes up with it. Carson goes down in the left-hand corner to Jocelyn. Back over on the far side, they go to Drzowski. Now in the game is Stevens back in. Right-hand high post, won't shoot. Shot up, right side, a three-pointer. Attempt from Drzowski, won't go. Cleared off by Philcom as we go under the three-minute mark of this ball game. So Philcom just needs to hang on to the lead they've had the whole game. James Gang needs to get a couple things clicking for him. And Philcom tries a three-pointer left side. That one up by Carpinetti, won't go. And it's cleared off by James Gang, who gives it off to Tagabon to bring it across the timeline. Tagsip comes out to meet him. And Tagabon will go over to Jocelyn on the right side, who tries one of those 3 points you were talking about they're not making, Jerry.
Yeah. And he was disappointed.
Yes, he was. And the rebound goes over to Philcom. 44-50. They have a six-point lead. They have the ball. They go to Ridgeway. Works it in. And Stephen Wall puts it up for two, and that one's good. All of a sudden, it's a 52-44 eight-point lead, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line to make it nine if he drops this one through. And that's going to be foul number two that's going to go against Sean Jocelyn. And our next game coming your way is going to be B bracket with Yak Attack going against Hoonah. Is that going to be a good game, Andrew?
It is. Yeah. Steve Wall missed his free throw.
Okay, and so it's the score remains 52-44. James Gang coming down. A little bit of desperation shots now as they work it down to Drzowski, who comes on the left side and then tries to work his way in and give a little jump fake layup. A 60-second timeout just called by the James Gang. So with a minute and 59 and a 52-44 lead by the Philcom team, we're going to take a one-minute break as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball over KINY.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Don't play it cool, call Ike's Fuel.
Winter's here, so make sure you're warm when those chilly nights come around. It's time to think about those winter heating bills, so get the jump on them now with the Ike-O-Matic Pay Ahead Plan. There's nothing better than being warm, and with a Keep Full program, Ike's will keep you full from now until next summer. Call Ike's Fuel for details, 364-3420. Ike's Fuel, keeping Juneau warm for over 50 years.
And we're back for our final minute and 59, and it'll be the James Gang to bring it in left side. Drzowski nails it from the left side for three, and it's 52-47. They're back within five. Here comes Philcom. They've got the lead. They've got the ball, and they got a minute and 38 left to hang on to the lead. They come over on the right side as they'll give it off to Carpinetti. Carpinetti defended by Levi Hotch, and I think Hotch is going to reach in and draw the foul and stop the clock at a minute and 32. And that'll bring Carpinetti to the free throw line. He's two for two. Only one trip there so far. 52-47. Philcom has led the whole game. They were up by, I know they were in double digits. I believe like 13. And James Gang has cut the lead, but now they're going to add another one as Christian Carpinetti puts it in from the free throw line, and he'll shoot for his next. He's three for four, and it's 53-47 as Philcom hangs on to that six-point lead. A minute and 32 on the clock. Next shot up from the free throw line misses. Rebound cleared off by Jocelyn for the James Gang, who goes to Jim Carson. Drives all the way down, and Carson lays it up. Man, that was a nice play. And Carson now has his ninth point of the second half and his 15th of the ball game. And a whistle and a foul as they have to stop the clock again. And this is going to march back down to the Philcom free throw line. Jerry, the foul.
I do believe they said that foul is on Jim Carson. That's going to be his second foul.
And so that'll bring Philcom to the free throw line in the person of Frank Kugelman. Kugelman, a right-hand shooter, puts it up. He misses that one. Rebound's cleared off by the James Gang. Carson, who comes down, he gets double-teamed down here and loses the ball, but it's picked up by Levi Hotch. Hotch now goes over, and it'll be Tagabon on the far side. inside to Carson, back out to Tagabon. Now in the underneath to Carson, a nice move, and it got slapped away as he should have had it laid up and in, but a good defensive move by Philcom, and the ball came off of Carson, so it'll be Philcom's ball in backcourt, and we've got another timeout on the floor with 59 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second break so we don't miss any more of the action as you're listening to the third game of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. We're live on 800 AM and 103.5 FM KINY from the capital city of the Juno Douglas High School Gym, and more gold medal coming your way after these messages.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, we're back, and I want to remind you guys that Sportsman's Warehouse out in the Nugget Mall, new here this last year, would like to welcome all the gold medal participants and their families to this year's tournament. Sportsman's Warehouse has savings in their gold medal program. If you find your program, you'll find a coupon for the store for all your fishing, hunting, and outdoor supplies. Sportsman's Warehouse congratulates and wishes the best to all the athletes and their families as we're back in action, and it's going to be a foul against the James gang, and Rob Ridgway will go to the free throw line as picking up his first foul for the James gang is Al Tagabon. Ridgeway's at the line. Ridgeway is 3 for 4. 53-49. This team is up by 6. Only 3 seconds lapsed on that play. Shots up and misses by Ridgeway. He's now 3 for 6. Or 3 for 7, actually. That's for his second. Shooting one more. Takes his time at the line. Up, and that one will go in. Rolled around. It took its time, but it's good, and it's 54-49. They're back up by 5. Coming the other way, Levi Hotch for the James gang. Tries to pass it inside. Loses it away. Goes after it. Stolen out, and a fast break. Ridgeway, right side, holds it up. He's going to back out. 41 seconds. He's on the near side. Now tries to get in the lane, and a whistle and a foul to stop the clock, and that's going to go against Tagabon, who reached in and stopped him. 38 seconds left on the clock. So we're going to take a break in between games and come back with Andrew. You were talking about this Yakutat B-bracket game against Hoonah. Should be a good one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good one. You know, I think they're evenly matched, at least from years past that I've seen. You never know if they're going to see any new recruits or anything like that that move to town, but history tells us it's going to be a good one.
All right, there you go. And we'll go Ridgeway back to the line and see what's up at the free throw line, as it's a 5-point lead for Philcom. And Ridgeway on that Philcom team is shooting free throws.
And he just missed his first one.
So another one missed, so he's 4 for 8. And that one's good. So it's now 55-49. That gives him a 6-point lead. So the James gang would have to steal the ball twice and get 2 3-pointers to tie it up, but they don't. They throw it away and a turnover, and then they're going to have to foul to stop the clock, which they do. And that foul's going to go against Al Tagabon, who gets his third. And that's going to bring Ronan Tagsip to the free throw line for Philcom, shooting 1-1. Tagsip only has 4 points in the game. He's not been to the free throw line yet. 31 seconds left as he'll march down there, and he'll shoot for a 1-1. Dribble on the right side is up and good. Well, there's the icing on the cake, because that meant now makes it more than a two-possession game, regardless of 31 seconds or a minute and 31. 56-49. They're up by 7. And that one misses, so he's 1 for 2, and that 7-point lead is hung on to, but the rebound's cleared off by James Gang. And what happened? He kicked the ball. Yep. Kicking the ball, so that stops the clock, and they'll bring it out. And the James Gang will bring it in right in front of their own bench to the left side of the score table with 26 seconds left. Inbound pass thrown in by Drazowski. Over to the top of the key as he goes to Joslin. Back over to Jim Carson. Down on the fadeaway jumper. Left side up and good. Nice one by Carson. That's his 11th point of the second half. It's 56-51. And a whistle and a foul to stop the clock again over on the far side as Sean Jocelyn raises his hand for the James gang. That'll be his third foul. And that brings one of the three tall guys. This one is Steve Wall. They're well over 6'6". He's to the line. Steve has shot 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Has a total of 10 points. And that's up, and now he's got 11, and he'll shoot another one. So it's all over but the icing. It's 51-57. Philcom up by 6. 13 seconds left. They're now up by 7 as Wall gets a couple more. And 11 seconds and 10. And the ball's turned away on the far side by the James gang. So throwing it in will be, they're going to switch. And they're going to have Stephen Wall throw it in now for Philcom. So the two Juno teams going at it in a fairly evenly matched game. However, Philcom took the early lead and hung on the entire time. Carpinetti will bring it across the timeline. Clock stopped at 8 seconds.
Wow.
Carson gets his third foul to stop the clock at 8 seconds. Andrew, would you be able to go down and get the numbers off of this next lineup for me?
Sure.
That'd be great. Thank you for that. Shot from the line is put up by Christian Carpinetti, and his shot misses.
That makes him 3 for 5 so far in free throws.
Okay. Pushes off the next one. That's up, and that one's good. So he goes 1 for 2 this trip, and he's 4 for 6. And it's a 59-51 8-point lead now. So it's all over but the buzzer. 3-point shot right on the left side, and there's your buzzer. By the right side, that was Levi Hotch, who missed it. So that's our final score of game number 3. It's going to be 59 for Philcom from the Filipino community and 51 for the James gang right here in Juneau as we wrap up game number 3 of 8 here in the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Take a 2-minute break, come back with a quick recap of individual stats, and we'll take a break in between for game number 4. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball live from the Juneau Douglas High School gym over KINY.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinin's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaskan native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
And, Mike, it looks like we are back. And Mike is still tallying all of the totals from the last game. And I'll tell you, Mike, that game was kind of a slow mover. But you noticed in the second half, look at all those fouls on the James gang.
There was a ton of them. Well, I'm going to recap very quickly because we're running short of time. We're down to 8 minutes, and I got to get the lineups for the next one. So here we go, folks. Bailey Eller for the James gang, who lost this one by a final of 59-51. He had a total of 3. Levi Hotch contributed 9. Sean Jocelyn had 9. Drozowski had 5. 15 points went to Jim Carson, the high point man for the James gang. He went 1-for-1 at the line. Tagaban had 6, and Russ Stevens had 4. They were 7 out of 13 from free throws. Then we go with 16 points to Rob Ridgway, the high point man for the Philcom community. Michael Lem was scoreless. Nick Boilano had 4 points. Kara Dang had 2, or actually had 4. 2 points to Jay Ribble. 5 points to Tagsip. 2 points to Frank Kugelman. And Michael Vanderjack was held scoreless. He had 4 fouls set out a lot of the end of the first half and the beginning of the second. Stephen Wall, one of the other tall guys, had 12, along with Christian Carpinelli, who also had 12. We're going to take...